Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Homes conference call to discuss the 2017 second quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via the internet and is available on the website www.homes.com in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luis Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luis Cassiano will comment on the company's 2017 second quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Cassiano.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending the second quarter 2017 earnings release conference call of Industrias Home. We are releasing our quarterly results with important margin recovery of our business units, which result to a good cash generation. The actual business environment is still very challenged in the domestic side. In spite of the weak demand for machines, the home machines business units were able to recover our operational margins. Such performance is due to a better mix of products and mainly to a strong control on costs and expenses. In the casting iron part business unit, due to a good improvement in revenue and also strong control of costs and expenses, we released an important increase in margins. Our German operation, Burkhardt & Weber business unit, also had a good first half of 2017. This year, we are executing exactly as planned the backlog built in 2016 in order to achieve for the year end of 2017 a normalized profitability. Focus on profitability, but monitoring cash generation, our team have been managing to maintain a solid balance sheet, and we released a significant reduction in our net debt by around 40%. Throughout 2017, we should still face a challenging environment for the domestic industry, mainly for home machines as well as for cast iron parts business units. However, we remain very focused on profitability, looking for all opportunities. Our team is very engaged to meet all challenges to achieve our 2017 goals. Now, I would like to pass the call to Fabio, who will detail our second quarter earnings release. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining our second quarter 2017 conference call. Starting the chart number 3, here's the highlights. We mentioned Rumi's operating margin that continued to increase, and EBITDA margin reached 12.1% in the second quarter 2017. The Rumi Machines business units in the second quarter 2017 reached an EBITDA margin of 9.3%, which was 14.1 points higher than the second quarter 2016 due to the operational adjustments, cost reduction, and a better mix of products. BW margins also increased in the first half 2017, mainly due to the better capacity utilization and higher revenues. Casting iron parts, EBITDA margin reached 8.2%, higher than the second quarter 2016, due to an increase in revenues and focus on operational efficiency. Net debt was reduced to 46 million reais, representing a cash generation of about 31 million reais in the first half of 2017. Important to notice that in 2017, with the margins increased, the cash generation came mostly from the operation. It means the EBITDA of the first half of the year. The chart number four is the GDP, industrial GDP, and gross fixed capital formation. What we see here is that the gross fixed capital formation keeps at negative levels in 2017, showing the lack of confidence and perspective of the Brazilian entrepreneurs in making new investments. It clearly has negatively affected the level of investments in Brazil, which has been felt mostly at Rumi Machines business. The chart number five, the capacity utilization in 2017 has shown a moderate recovery. However, Rumi has not seen it translating into orders, into an increase of orders of machines in Brazil. In terms of confidence index, what we have seen this year is that in the beginning of the year, it reached about 50 points, but it's still in a low level and below historical levels, showing that Rumi continues to face a volatile scenario, especially for Rumi Machines business unit. Chart number six. For Rumi Machines demanding sectors, we still do not see a concrete recovery, and most of the sectors continue to be very sensitive to the macroeconomic conditions of Brazil. BW in the first half of 2017 delivered machines to one single customer, reason why there was a concentration in the engine system sector. In the castings iron parts, the wind power segment was the largest demanding sector for 2017, accounting for 67% of the revenues. Important to mention that automotive and agriculture sectors increased its demand in 2017. The chart number seven, due to the weak performance of the domestic industry, Rumi Machines has dropped its participation in the consolidated revenues in the first half of 2017 to 40%. On the other hand, BW presented slightly better participation, accounted for 21% of the total revenues. And last, the casting iron parts unit also increased its revenues in the first half of 2017 and reached the percentage of 39% of the consolidated revenues. Chart number eight. Domestic revenues kept its participation in about 65% the first half of 2017, mainly due to the increase in casting iron parts, which has its revenues mainly for the domestic market. External market in general have increased in 2017 compared to 2016, showing that Rumi's brand is being consolidated day by day outside Brazil. Chart number nine. Rolling machines ordered in the second quarter 2017 increased 9.7% compared to the second quarter 2016, mainly due to the mix of products with more value added and consequently higher average ticket. VW orders the second quarter 2017 decreased 56.3% compared to the second quarter 2016, mainly to a concentration of two significant packages closed in the second quarter of 2016. The level of orders in 2017 is in line with our expectations, and VW is now building the backlog for 2018. Casting iron parts orders in the second quarter of 2017 compared to the same period 2016 decreased by 24.4% due to the wind power segment. On the other hand, commercial vehicles and agriculture equipment have increased its orders following the higher production level of trucks and agriculture equipment in 2017. The backlog by the end of the second quarter 2017 was about 7.5% higher than in March 2017, mainly due to Roman BW machines. The casting iron parts business had a decrease in its backlog, mainly due to the lower orders from the wind power segment. Chart number 10. The cost structure is reflecting the operational adjustments made in the past, and we can see in the 2017 gross margin expansion compared to 2016. Chart number 11, with profitability, the gross margin reached 28.9% in the second quarter 2017, 5.5 points higher compared to the second quarter 2016. Such increase was possible mainly due to the operational adjustments focused on cost reduction in all business units, a better mix of products in the rolling machines, and the higher volumes in the casting iron parts unit. In the second quarter 2017, operating margin reached 7.5%, representing an increase of 9.5 points compared to the second quarter 2016. The increase in gross margin and the lower operating expenses as a result of the improvements made in 2016 were the main reasons for such increase. Chart number 12. EBITDA margin increased, reached 12.1%, representing an increase of 8.3 points compared to the second quarter 2016. And the net profit in the second quarter 2017 amounted to 11.9 million reais, result of the improvements on the operating margins. Chart number 13. Although roaming machines revenues did not grow in the first half of 2017 compared to 2016, growth in operating margins showed a significant improvement. It's a result of the focus on profitability with several improvements and adjustments made in 2016, and also the better mix of products all those together were the main reasons for the margins expansion. BW machines margins also increased in 2017 compared to 2016, due to the higher production volume and also the increase in revenues. In the castings iron parts business, revenues increased in the first half of 2017 compared to 2016, and this together with the focus on operational efficiency, growth and EBITDA margins showed an important positive development. Chart number 14, the financial position. Net debt by the end of the second quarter 2017 reduced over 31 million reais and reached by the end of this quarter the amount of 46.1 million, showing an important reduction on the company's leverage. Chart number 15, Rumi shares performance were above the Ibovespa index in the last two-year period, reflecting the increase and improvements on the operating margins or the company's performance, especially in 2017. So here we end our second quarter 2017 conference call, and we are available for a question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. As a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you very much to participate in the second quarter earnings release conference call for Industrias Home. Thank you.
That does conclude Home's conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation and have a good day.